So, I'll talk about it. Yeah. You saw that latest zombie show. It changed your mind about not liking that show. It was just two people out in the woods just talking. Don't go.
It's not really that good.
You don't know, man. It's changed. Episode
admirable, but mistaken. This is the Freedom Phoenix. Broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level, at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aureus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sinful statism out of your head. Can you feel it, Angela Keaton, Dan Green, and Michael W. Dean?
I do. Okay, Dan, I know that you're over there in the UK, in Scotland, and you just woke up, but sound like you're on radio, son. And Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, not representing antiwar.com tonight. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Cool. I'm Michael W. Dean.
And, oh, and I'm Jim Jesus, by the way.
Yeah, Jim Jesus. We are the Freedom Fiends. And so we got some topics here. We're going to talk about them. So councils, Dan, the tax man, and dozens of other bodies will be able to search the internet and social media of everyone in Britain. Now, you all listening here in Salt Lake City and Chicago and Jackson, Mississippi, and the dozen or so other places the fiends are on the radio at night, I hear you saying, I don't care. I don't care what happens in the UK, but you should, because governments look to other governments to see what they can get away with. Mm-hmm. So this is one.
And the UK is kind of like the pilot for everything the United States does. Like, they try it, and then we go, okay, it works. We can limit freedom. Let's do that.
Yeah. Yep.
It's so, a smoke scale here.
Someone want to read some of this, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh yeah, basically councils, which are like councils here, are basically sort of
city?
local city governments. Basically, them, the tax man, and apparently dozens of other public bodies are going to be able to search the internet and social media activity of everyone in Britain. Sort of technology firms are going to be required to keep records of websites and apps which people have used, and details which they've accessed for 12 months. Which is, I mean, it's one of those things where they're saying, oh, it won't be able to search everyone and things like that, and it's in the name of, you know, crime prevention and counter-terrorism. But it's like everything else. Once you start down this road, where does this end?
I know. It ends with a camera in your house pointed at your bed, hooked up to the government. That's what I think.
Probably eventually, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, we actually used that as an image to explain this concept like 5 years ago in the movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, that Nima Vidadi and I made. And people should go to gunsandweed.com. The basic premise of the movie is about 49% of America love their guns, and about 49% of America smoke weed, and they hate each other. They pretty much all think, I'm right, and the other guy should be in jail. But if everybody just realized, it's you don't hurt the other person by having your freedom, and there's no such thing as half free. You know, if those people all got together and learned to agree that, it would be like 98% of the people realizing it's the government against all of you, and you'd have unlimited power to be left alone. So we did talk about in that movie about how England banned firearms, confiscated them all, made everyone a felon overnight who, you know, went duck hunting ever or had a had a gun for protection. And then they encroached to the point where, like, there was a statistic, something about regulating the hot water temperature in your home. Is that a thing, Dan?
I'm not sure about that, actually. I think I have heard something about that.
Might be just in public housing, but laws about that. And we used a picture I made of like a giant closed circuit television camera pointed at someone's bed. And in this article, it's the same camera pointed at someone's laptop computer. So, expand more on this. What do you guys think?
It's a horror.
Speak up, Angela.
It's an absolute horror. I mean, where does it end? It should have ended long before that, that's for sure.
You know, of all the people I know, when they speak about being watched by the government, and, you know, I have friends who've been saying that for like 30 years, and they sounded paranoid. They sounded crazy. They reminded people of Dale Gribble on King of the Hill. Angela is actually, you know, like, the government's kind of watching everybody. All the governments are, of all nations. But Angela, actually, they watch her personally, don't they?
Well, they certainly watch my boss directly, that the ACLU is suing currently on behalf of the place where I work, or my boss and our editorial director.
Yeah.
And special attention to the organization for whom I work. So then the ACLU is trying to stop that. But the case has been going on now for over 3 years, so this is a long battle.
Yeah, and I like the ACLU. A lot of people don't, but they fight a good fight. And they fight for, you know, they really proved it back in the day, I think, of, like, they actually had a bunch of Jewish attorneys defending the rights of Nazis to march in the street. And Nazis are ridiculous and silly and just need a spanking or worse. But the fact they have a right to march in the street, because if they don't, nobody else does. It's a slippery slope. And I like the ACLU for walking their talk in that way. They don't protect gun owners much, but they actually did protect a gun owner case once in the past 5 or so years, but it was like illegal search and seizure. It wasn't about the gun itself. But yeah, man, they do good work.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of like a working clock is wrong twice a day.
Yeah, but they're right more than that, because they try to defend the Constitution, you know.
Yeah, I generally like the ACLU. They do a lot of good work, but, you know, a lot of them are just kind of like hippie liberals. But hey, if they do good work, I can't slight them just because they have a different ideology than I do.
Yeah,
well, I can, but
I
not
like the
in that
EFF
sphere.
Too. EFF.org are some hippie liberals I like, who we've done fundraising for also here on The Fiends. We've done free ads for them and for antiwar.com. It's the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who have actually been fighting for freedom on the internet since before most people have heard of the internet. I think they started in like 1989 or 91 or something, before there was a web. And they do good work. EFF.org. Antiwar.com is anti/war.com. Check them out. So, Angela, do you want to tell us a little bit more about that people actually are watching you and it's not just in your brain?
Right. Well, there's lots of things in my... There's lots of things going on in my brain, but this, unfortunately, is easy to Google.
Jim, shut up.
And if you use the fancy searching mechanism, Google, you can just type in antiwar.com, ACLU, and you can read about the case. But basically, someone had filed the Freedom of Information Act about some issues ancillary to 9/11. And received maybe 90 pages, and put it on a website called Scribd, and someone found it and told our webmaster, and next thing you know, the ACLU is suing on our behalf. But yes, wow. We've probably been under observation as an organization since 2002, though the FBI files on our webmaster and editorial director go back to the early 70s, the Peace and Freedom Party.
Whoa. Wow.
Quite a bit of data. So
what do they want with you? Why do they want your organization? What's the FBI's interest?
It's the steaming, teeming, freewheeling sexuality that we radiate to others.
Really?
Well,
that, you do. You're the front person, but I've never seen
you darn hippies.
But there's
free
also,
love. FBI doesn't care about free love. They're buying hookers every chance they get.
Well, that isn't free, though.
Ah.
So you're paying for transaction, it. Yes. Okay. As it should be in the market. I love the markets. I love buying and selling things. I'm good with that. I want that understood for whoever's listening to the audience. If necessary, yes.
But not at someone else's expense.
Freedom isn't free, but there's no price list at the Sherry's Ranch, right?
Sorry
to ruin your thing with jokes. Go on. Pretend I'm not here. I'm just going to look over here now.
This is like some kind of test to see if Angela can keep talking while Jim just says random things at her.
No, I realize it's a trial by fire. Probably because it's if you look in the original FOIA request that someone had put up, our site became antiwar.com fell under investigation part of it had triggered it because the reprinted a list of I guess a watch list that had been printed in an Italian newspaper, so it wasn't even a scoop. And then it became became issues that our editorial director had written about issues that had touched on 9/11, but not necessarily entirely about 9/11. But done investigations beforehand of some things that were going on, some threads of things that people are no longer interested in. But that's what happened. A preliminary investigation was open, and there's lots of it's interesting to understand the mind of FBI agents who at that time had not discovered search engines. Now, mind you, this is only about 12, 13, 14 years ago that they they had not discovered the Google in feature on the computer, where they could go in there and just type in names. And in there was about 20 pages of information dealing with antiwar.com, but a lot of it was asking questions that anyone could just had. You know, who'd done maybe about 5 minutes of searching on the computer could have found out. So it was kind of interesting to see inside the mind. But what happened, though, is once the ACLU had taken the case, they constantly requested to get the rest. Basically, the only reason, there's two things that the lawsuit wants, and that's for A, to have all the files released, and B, for the FBI to stop monitoring the site. So basically, the first half of that has been nothing but back and forth between the ACLU and the FBI of just constant paperwork of whited out pages dealing with our editorial director and our webmaster. Lots and lots of pages of whited out things and a few words and more white space. So it's not clear exactly what the FBI has. It's just a lot of pages of stuff, which makes the denials really bizarre, because you don't know what they don't have because they're not going to tell you, and then that's it just goes on and on like that. Forever.
Redaction.
Yes.
I have a friend on Facebook whose name on Facebook is Name Redacted, and I laugh every time I think of that. But
now everyone's going to go and report him for having a fake name, they did me. Ugh.
Yeah. We're out. I want to talk about encryption. Who uses it? Anybody?
Who doesn't?
Well, for instant messenger. Yeah.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. My fellow sheep. Election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Freedom Fiends, the only radio show that wants transgender interspecies couples to be able to protect their poppy fields with tanks.
Yeah, I just got an Android device a couple days ago. You guys have any of those?
You're a few years late to the party.
I know, but you know, I'm also like come to the party when like it's raging, you know, and you can do anything on it.
What else is raging? I don't know. Radio.
Yeah. But, so I'm using this supposedly encrypted secret instant messenger service called Telegram on there. And I have a problem with it, though, compared to other, like, really good encrypted instant messengers I used to use, like Pigeon. Here's my main problem with it. the default is to save everything you've ever typed on it. That's not very secure, you know. It's I liked Pigeon OTR, which meant Pigeon off the record, which means as soon as you closed a conversation, it was completely gone. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm going to spend this show muted, trying to figure out how to turn off that, and I will come back and let everyone know, because you really should turn that off, because otherwise, if someone can get into your device, or, you know, with Google, with Android, it's like Google is the device, you know, if they can get into Google, they have everything you've ever written, so...
I guess Tor just came out with their own instant messenger service that's completely encrypted and all that good stuff, which seems like it would be a lot better of an option.
Does it work Tor on brand, Android phone?
I'm not sure, but I think they just announced it. I'm not even sure if it's out yet. So
yeah,
but that looks promising.
I'll wait until other people work out the bugs and don't end up in Gitmo. Speaking of not ending up in Gitmo, is Angela back?
I'm right here.
All right. So did you have more to say about the man and his attempts to reach down your dress?
Oh dear.
The FBI.
Put it that way. yes.
We're only looking for guns.
Well, I was actually thinking. I was actually looking at the website my organization puts out, and there's actually more about what the UK government's going to do. It says it will not ban certain types of encryption, which I guess is nice, but it's not. There's apparently a new security bill in the UK that's pretty horrible. Mm. And reading more about it, I'm kind of really horrified.
But isn't every bill that comes out of the UK just horrible and horrifying? I think everyone is.
It's funny how they play on these things. See, like, because that article we were talking about, you know, there's been all this child abuse hysteria because this guy Jimmy Savile, you might have heard of him, who was in it, kids entertainer, you know, he had turned out had abused loads of people, and then there's all these stories coming out, and they're just using this, you know, to say, like, oh, we're only going to look at all your stuff online because we're going after paedophiles and child molesters, and then you will get a lot of people that will go, well, that's good, that's what we should be doing, but that's just, it's, you know, it's the usual just smoke and mirrors nonsense. They'll be using it to go after a lot more people than that, and you know it.
Oh, always. That's how it always works. They come out, oh, we're going to have noble intentions, and it turns out they're just using it on everybody.
And some people can't even see this. It's just, it's ridiculous. But, like, that's the thing. I mean, as the UK is sometimes, like, a lot of these countries in Europe, because they're, like, smaller scale, they kind of see how things can work here, and then they think, well, we could expand this bigger, you know?
Yes.
Someone should be talking.
I know.
The heck is wrong with
you? You had a story. You're the one that was supposed to be telling us a story. Sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry to interrupt. So, I just wanted to make sure that I interrupt
several times. And this is the first time she's actually like spoken as her and told the truth. She's usually a sarcastic version of herself or a government-loving version of herself. What was the nickname we gave her? Heather Moreland. Yeah. Heather Moreland. Which is named after an actual type of land in the UK. It's heather is a plant, and the moorlands are the low, high, grassy, wet, dry places.
That sounds like everywhere here.
Yes.
Joke redacted.
Yep. Go ahead. Joke redacted. That's good. That's the name of the episode right there. Part of my goal, this is why I get the big virtual bucks. Other than that, I'm the only thing that's been the common denominator in all 820 episodes we've done is I'm really good at listening to a two-hour show and picking out the one phrase that's thrown away in passing that makes the killer title for the show. And it's going to be joke redacted unless we get a better one.
Or I keep telling jokes.
Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. So, anybody been stopped by the police lately or contacted by the government?
No.
All right.
Worms.
All right. We're going to go sell some things at the market. Because we're filthy capitalists. We love it. We're free marketers. Free marketeers.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
Well, you think Melbourne is your ally? I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't hear human talk until I was already unmasked. My identity was nothing but barking.
Freedom Fiends. So what's up with Remembrance Day? It's coming up next week, and everybody's yakking about it. Everybody's wearing their little poppy pins across the country, across the world, except for us. We don't wear poppies. Us in America. Me and the mouse in my pocket. We don't wear poppies.
It was you cats that started all this poppy stuff, apparently.
I didn't do anything.
It was you personally, Jim.
It was me.
Ladies used to sell them when I was a kid at the on Remembrance Day. Yeah, it was a thing here, but it was in the UK too, because Roger Waters always sings about it when he's moping about his dead daddy.
See, the thing is, see, even here, I remember there was, like, everyone on television here has got a poppy on at this time of year, and I remember there's this newsreader called Jon Snow, and he's quite a famous newsreader, and he refused to wear one time, and the kick-up, it was over every single newspaper. People were losing their minds about this, you know, like, on the left and the right, you know, it was just weird. They were like, he doesn't respect those trips and all this nonsense.
Obama hates America. He won't wear the lapel pin.
It's the same thing. He won't wear this little thing on his jacket. What an evil guy. It's just crazy, man. Although, like, you get white ones, actually, now, interestingly, that are supposed to, like, remember the people, the conscientious objectors about that time. But those are for cowards.
I heard there was, like, a big thing of, like, anybody who wasn't a part of the draft, or anyone who was walking around who wasn't at war during that time, people would come up to him and give him white flowers, and it's so evil. I can't say the words that I want to say on radio to describe it, but it's terrible.
Yeah, I even read things about people that were say maybe in the army at that time, but they weren't walking about in uniform, and, like, people would go up and give them, like, white flowers, and then they would get abused on the street. So, like, you actually had people in this country that had to go about, even if they weren't deployed at that time, in their basic sort of army gear, just to show that they weren't no darn cowards.
I wonder if they had, like, a counterfeit uniform. Like, don't get white roses and beat up on the streets. Come into Marty's fake uniform shop. We have everything. We have Navy. We have Marines. We even have some Green Berets if you're into that. if you got the muscle, we could fit you. No fatties allowed. No, anyways.
Like, want to be a general? We've got that too. Sergeant? Admiral? Why not impress your friends with an admiral outfit? We'll give you a silly hat.
If you really want to confuse people, we got Colonel. So if you want to look like Colonel Sanders, there you go. You got Colonel Sanders. It's not available in small. Yeah, Bernie.
Well, there was a train station that... I think it was about a year ago or something. I think it was last year, actually. And they had one of these poppy booths that were there. And, you know, it was one of these things, they were selling poppies and you could go and all this kind of thing. And I said to someone beside me that I was with, I suggested, did they have a big bucket of blood that I could dip my hands in so that I could also have blood on my hands? And someone beside me gave me such an awful look.
You must hate freedom.
So handing out bottles of peroxide is in poor taste.
Everyone bashes on Bernie Sanders, but you know what? I like my socialism with 12 different herbs and spices. But
and you can have that kind of socialism with Bernie.
Whatever socialism you like.
I don't understand why a two-piece costs $7.99. It should be free. It should be absolutely free to everybody.
Where's the echo coming from? Is that Angela?
Yep.
I think it is. Yeah. Angela's
guilty.
Her thick and luxurious hair is making a space underneath her headphones. And
oh, letting sorry. It in her... Hold on. I will remove. I will step away from the booth.
Good.
I'll be back in a moment with the hair out of my head.
So here, I've been working with Telegram, and I found out how to make it secret. First of all, you can clear your chat log with anybody you've chatted with before by, on Android, clicking top right bar of those three little dots. And it gives you the option. You have to do each person separately. But then the other thing is when you start a secret chat, which you should be doing for every new contact chat, there's something called self-destruct timer. And you can set a timer to destroy the chat as soon as you're done.
Is it going to be like Inspector Gadget style where like I throw my phone in the trash can? I blow it up.
I know. Right. Well, self-destruct in 30 seconds.
News you can use there. So editor Scott, put that in the show notes. How to secure Telegram app. Worms. Carry on. Keep encrypted and carry on.
Well, that was actually, I was going to say, in regards to this Poppy thing, I remember, and it was in 2010, my
team,
the football team that I support, Celtic,
That's soccer for us Americans, by the way.
Soccer, yeah. There's a lot of people in the
Celtic support
that are from...
That's like, basketball. Celtics, that's basketball.
You're getting it wrong.
Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
There's a lot of people in the support that are like... from Irish families and things like that, and they're very opposed to the British Army, especially because of, you know, all the stuff that went on in Ireland. And there was a section of supporters called the Green Brigade had this massive banner that said basically, our group, many within the Celtic support, do not recognise the British Armed Forces as heroes, nor their role in many conflicts as worthy of our remembrance. And they mentioned like the Iraq War and things. And see the kick-up that went after that? It was unbelievable. I remember I was listening to one of these like radio phone-ins, and it was crazy. I remember a guy phoned in, and he was like, how did this happen? Somebody must have made that banner. It was huge. It must have been made in someone's work. We should find the business where that was made, and we should get down in that business and all this kind of thing. You're like, calm down, man. You know what I mean? The guy actually wanted to find out what company made it. He was that annoyed. But the team still gave it. I mean, the team wore, like, even the football teams here have, like, a wee poppy on their strips around about this time. That's how mad it is.
I don't understand. What I really don't understand about the poppy thing with the footballers, or the soccer players, as we say here in the States, freedom, is that what, like, if they're diving for the ball or something like that, wouldn't that pin jab into your chest and be terrible?
Oh, they got around that. They just kind of have them on. They're not actually pins on the strips. They're just like, they have them just on the strip. They're like printed on.
Yeah, that's why I told young Nick not to put any of the Fiends buttons I send him on his yaks. I know the temptation to put them on their like collars and stuff, but or the blankets over them, colorful blankets, but you can do it and take a picture, but don't leave them on there because they're not going to understand the way a human will. They're buttons, man. They poke you. It happens. It's our poppies.
I think more importantly, you shouldn't put them on your drunken uncle that's going to be rammed by this yak. That's even more important because then, you know, he can land on it and hurt himself. And then he could sue. He could actually sue, right? He could sue the Freedom Fiends. That would be terrible. So don't put the Freedom Fiends buttons on drunken uncles.
Good luck collecting from that turnip.
I'm surprised there's no lawsuits against the Freedom Fiends.
Some of the shows I've heard, I'd said I want to sue.
I'm suing for emotional damage.
Show me on the doll where the fiends touched you, Dan.
Everywhere.
So Armistice Day, which is what we're trying to bring back in the U.S., which is more of a peace holiday. Well, not me personally, but a lot of the anti-war activists want to do something. You know, they want, because some anti-war activists are a little more, you know, still have a little bit of faith left in the state, so they want to. It's
I don't usually feel awkward.
Do it as Heather. Do it as Heather.
Do it as Heather. You know, it's important that we remember the sacrifices others have made for democracy. The democracy that we have, that we can all participate in our society, where we strive for an equal and free and open society. And that's what we're remembering. We're remembering in the importance of fighting these wars against us, against freedom, against democracy, against the American way. And the American way contains so many things. Like in our country, you can have Hillary Clinton run for president, and you can have Bernie Sanders run for president, and you can even have Ben Carson run for president. It's open and equal and free for everyone.
I am suing now.
I'm suing you because you didn't mention me. I'm leading in the polls right now, and I can't believe you didn't mention me. I mean, my doorman, he's a great kid. He's from Mexico. He's from Mexico, but he's a good kid, and he supports my campaign. He tried to give me money, but I said, don't do it because I'm very rich. You don't need to. But I'm going to be suing the Freedom Fiends for not mentioning my campaign under the Fairness Act of whatever. I'm gonna sue everybody here, especially Miss Heather here, who didn't mention me. I'm gonna be suing her.
You're not what America's all about.
See, she's angry and she's bleeding out of her face or whatever. And I'm not gonna sit here and I'll allow some of it. Because, well, I'll allow it just because I want to sue. But that's basically it. And I think it'd be fun to sue her. I think it'd be fun.
Oh my god.
I think I've said this before, but I would love Trump to become president, because then I would really know that I'm living in the end times. That would just seal it for me. I would know the apocalypse at night.
I did hear one of his speeches. I got to hear him live at Freedom Fest in Vegas this past year.
And you didn't say hi? Oh, I remember this.
It was blazing coherence. It was one very well developed concept after another that flowed seamlessly. Like, I understood the logic where Trump was growing. And when I got to hear him on a speech some months later at a rally on the television that my job provides me, when he talked about how he would never eat Oreo cookies again and would never ride a bike again, I knew that this was a man who was issue based. He'd taken his experience in the business world and was bringing it to America, bringing it to all of us.
Worms. Now it's time to the free market. The free market, I love it. It's fantastic.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Freedom Fiends! By the way, did the Anonymous ever get around to exposing us, quote unquote, being members of the KKK like they did all these other innocent people?
I'm sure our more robust, less cowardly friends are already saying, oh my god, it's disinformation, it's COINTELPRO, and not just a bunch of idiots on the web.
Well, it turned out the people, the quote-unquote anonymous people who were doing this have just disavowed that entire list and said, that's not true. We didn't write that list. That's not ours. And I think they named like four Republicans, and I'm surprised there weren't any Democrats, because as far as I knew, most of them were Democrats who were known to be KKK members.
Southern Democrats, man.
Yeah. And they're all just happened to be Republican. I'm not buying this list.
Party of Slavery. Remember, Lincoln freed the slaves.
Yeah, I have not been a fan of, and I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I have not been a fan of Anonymous in the last
4 or 5 years, 10 years, just not have not been a fan. I think last time I really cared about them was when I was like in, well, because I was a critic of Scientology for a while, and I used to protest them back 2006. And then a couple of years later, they had the Project Chanology, and they came out with their V for Vendetta masks and were protesting, and I thought that was interesting. And then they started doing things like they were protesting Bohemian Grove. And there was like 5 people that showed up, and that was like their big thing that they were trying to push for a while. And Anti-Sec, I was not a big fan of, and Lulzsec, and just, I don't know. I just don't like them anymore. And they just, they glob onto anything, like anything. Like, and they misdoxed the wrong cop in the Ferguson
thing. I
want to
point out that Jim Jesus does not represent all members of the Freedom Fiends. His criticism of Anonymous. But I do want to say, if you're going to dox people, get it right. Don't dox the wrong people. It's, and Anonymous has done that wrong a few times lately. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying that everything that they do was terrible. They do some good work, but they also do a lot of bad things too, and it's, you have to acknowledge both. And I do think it's not a black or white thing. It's definitely kind of dark gray with them. With me, for me personally, I'm not speaking in their heart for anybody else here. You know, just me and the mouse in my pocket. We done.
When Jim said I was a critic of Scientology for a while, I thought he was going to follow that up with, and then I became a Scientologist.
No, I just kind of lost it, just because the media has just been like, okay, now that we have all these anonymous people who are protesting, we could just lay all the blame on them. And so they started doing some critical stuff, and now it's like everybody and their mom talks bad about Scientology. So it's like, I'm going to move on to other things. I'm going to talk about some internet cult leaders, which I'm not supposed to mention anymore. But go ahead.
What, are you talking about me? I'm an internet cult leader. It's just that nobody wants to join my cult. I'm not that good at it. I'm just not charismatic enough. App for that's that. My problem.
I'd make a terrible cult leader because I hate myself.
You don't have enough self-esteem to be a cult leader. That would be a good sort of like a self-help workshop, you know, for people who've got low self-esteem. You take them and you train them how to be a cult leader, and then they feel better about themselves.
Oh, you'll feel a lot better. You'll feel everyone.
See, I've got to say though, David Koresh, the thing I liked about him as a cult leader was that he would come out with these great religious rock songs. If you ever saw any of that footage, you know, he really knew how to go for it. Oh yeah, David Koresh loved a good religious rock song. That was his thing.
He had amazing style. I mean, not Jim Jones level style, but he had style. You know, other cult leaders lack that charisma, lack that Jim, that style.
Jim Jones was a very well put together man. He was always quite suave.
You know, I'm sitting here like muted, tenting my fingers, going, excellent. My plans for world domination are approaching fruition. Because basically, my thoughts are coming out of your mouths, and it's a good thing. All right, here we go.
We're being brainwashed.
I'm thinking Michael's thoughts. Worrying.
We're going to the break. It's a new feature of Fiend Phone. It's the mind-bending software plug-in.
And listen very carefully to the music that's playing right now. If you want to tune in to the ads to news that are coming up next.
We'll be back in 8 minutes to brainwash you more. Because, you know, so many people out there in Radio Land, your brain's deed washing.
And we have all the time to clean them brains.
God bless you.
Freedom! Liberty! Poppies!
Poppies are the color of blood.
Is that music? Yes.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
But this is the Freedom Fiends. It's a wonderful show, and I highly suggest you listen to the whole entire hour that's left of the show. You already missed half an hour if you're just tuning in, but that's okay. You could listen to more. We're broadcasting through the Republican Re-Education Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon. It's a fascinating piece of equipment. I highly recommend you go. I actually have one atop of my plaza, at Trump Plaza. It's a wonderful thing. It's under the golden wig that adorns my wonderful skyscraper. It's fantastic. It's just a little expensive, but if you could get a loan from your father for $1 million, you could probably afford one. And it's in the Alpha Centauri region of Le Paris 2017, which is fascinating. It's my planet. I built it. I went to Magrathea and had it custom built. It's got wonderful views. My doorman, I sent him there on vacation when I was campaigning, and he said he loved it. We went on the beaches. Absolutely fantastic. And the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BitCot big government license. You could only use it if you're for big government or you work for government. You could learn more at reallyreallybiggovernment.org/donate. That's what they call me. They call me please donate because I need money. I'm very rich. I don't need your money, but you can. But if you want to contribute, you can buy a hat. You could buy make Alpha Centauri hat. Make Alpha Centauri great again hat. You can order it from my website. It's really good.
Are these standard ball caps? There's there plastic adjustment straps in the back?
Of course, because, you know, my head is very big because I'm a very smart person. And I know that, you know, women, they're smart, but they have very small heads. And it's really confusing to me why women could be so smart with this small. I'm not sexist. OK, but women are inferior. But I think this is wonderful. That you're on, you know, this is equal opportunity and you're not bleeding from the eyes and whatever. So welcome to the show, Angela.
If you're just tuning in, we're very, very sorry.
I promise not to bleed on air.
That's in the Fiend Handbook. Not allowed to bleed on air. Do you know what? I'm aware that in the last hour I started a sentence with, the thing I like about David Koresh as a cult leader. On live radio.
That will certainly...
Before Trump so rudely interrupted you, go ahead.
Will you be able to travel internationally anymore after doing the show for a while?
Probably not.
Just not to the UK. Just not to the UK. I'll be fine. Russia, oh, they'll bring red carpet treatment for me, of course.
Because you understand Putin. You're used to dealing with big business, big people, not like Obama.
Putin is amazing, man.
I'm going places.
I tell you what I like about Putin. See a guy with his build, right? I know I keep doing this, but I can't help myself. See a guy with his build that will take loads of photos of him, you know, with no top on, like wrestling bears and riding horses and things like that. And for some reason, people seem to think this is cool. I just can't get my head around it, but it makes me think Russia must be pretty weird.
It's a hyper-masculine display if I ever saw one. That's why I'd want to kind of see a Trump-Putin battle, and not so much in terms of a literal battle, but just sort of a clash of masculine styles that set women's hearts afire. I mean, that's bringing like I mentioned earlier, the steaming, teeming sensuality of the election cycle is what happens. I mean, when I
I remember when I first saw Scott Walker and I realized, my God, this man is highly powerful and potent in ways that women react to and respond to. And that's what will make the election. That's why I still think Jeb Bush is going to be the winner, because that's what people want to see. They want that kind of energy and masculinity that flies.
I disagree. Have you seen his wife? Let's face it. She's not exactly the look of my wife. She's absolutely brilliant. She was a model in something. I can't remember, but I don't. Anyway, she's absolutely beautiful. Can we imagine if that first lady looked like an Oompa Loompa? We wouldn't want that. That's why you should vote for me, because I'm Trump and my wife, you know, is gorgeous. She's absolutely fantastic. And my daughter, she would make the very, very finest first daughter ever. I mean, even I would want to do things. If she wasn't my daughter, I mean, I'm not, you know, anything like that. But yeah.
Yeah.
The thing I like about Donald Trump, right, is that I kind of get the impression that, you know, when he's getting, like, you know, Secretary of State and all this sort of cabinet, he'll probably do a reality TV show to select who gets in, which I think would make it more interesting.
Penn Jillette, you did a wonderful job, and it's fantastic that you came here and auditioned to be Department of State, but you didn't say Department of State, you said Department of Country, so we're gonna, sorry, but I gotta let you, you're fired, basically, this is what I'm saying, is you're fired.
Mr. Trump, you made two promises in one of your first rallies, that you would not eat Oreo cookies and that you would not ride a bicycle again.
That's true. I wouldn't eat an Oreo. In fact, I've already moved on to Hydrox. Hydrox, they're a fantastic cookie. I couldn't recommend it more. And I think they actually invented the Oreo. The Oreo is actually a knockoff, but, you know, it's not as good. It's not as good as the Oreo, but, you know, it's... You know, it wants to keep out the darkies, I guess. I'm not racist, but, you know, it's... Okay, I am, just a little.
Mr. Trump, of all the three tall, tanned women to whom you were married, which do you think will bring the most to the White House?
I think that my current wife, she's a wonderful woman. She's fantastic. I just paid for a second boob job. It's fantastic. I don't even know if I could say that on the air. Should I?
Breast augmentation. Yes.
Breast augmentation. I don't know. It's fancy woman talk. I don't understand women. The women speak. It's just all kind of just blurry from here on out. But anyways, it's. You know, they look great. I mean, you can't. What better economic boon do you need to this country if she's in Playboy? Or I guess Playboy isn't going to have nude photos anymore. But if they did, it would definitely bring more people into the country. As long as they're not Mexican, they can come into the country, and you know, we won't take them out unless they look good. Then I'll marry. I don't know. I might divorce my wife if she's beautiful enough.
Oh, Mr. Trump, Dan Green, Scottish Scum News. I'm just wondering.
I don't like the Scottish people. They're a bunch of socialists. I'm not a fan. Go ahead.
Is there some? Yeah, I noticed that your two sons have the same hairdo as you. Is there some kind of initiation ceremony when they reach a certain age and they get bestowed the haircut?
The haircut, I don't know. Look, if you could check yourself, it's my real hair. It's fantastic. But the comb over, I mean, it's not a comb over. It's just made to look like that, so to confuse people, so that I can know if they're stupid or not, if they're going to call me toupee guy, because I don't have a. But it's okay. It's a little bit of a toupee. It doesn't matter, because bald people should be president. Why are we discriminating? But Hillary, you know, we can't have a woman president. But anyways, go ahead.
I tell you something, Trump, why don't you take your golf course you built here and go back to America?
Well, you know, America's great and all, but, you know, I tried to build a place in Las Vegas, and let's face it, it's really hot. It costs a lot of money to keep that water. I mean, you know, Scotland's great. It rains a lot. I mean, the fact there's never any sun. It just rains all the time. That's why I like it there.
That's why, you know, the sort of the pagans here before the Christians were sort of, you know, they worshipped the sun, and they were probably in the wrong country for a start.
Look, I like the pagans, but I like the Bible. The Bible's a great book. It's got all kinds of stories, like Santa Claus, and I love Santa Claus. Every Christmas, I worship Santa Claus, and he comes and he brings me dreidels, and it's wonderful. I love the religion. It's a wonderful, beautiful religion. I highly recommend it. You know, they got e-meters and everything, and you could do whatever. just as long as you say that you were wrong and you get a little coal in your stocking one year, it's fine. You know, you're saved.
We have to bring in callers and get, you know, Ask Trump. We'll do a whole hour of Ask Trump. And then we'll do Ask Bane if that gets old.
Well, Bane has one answer for everything. It's just basically, hey, take everything from the rich. I mean, he's running for president, but he just is like an old, like an 80-year-old man.
Didn't Michael have a robot helper that could pitch in?
Oh, where is Sangeeta when we need her, you know?
I had to let her go. She was a wonderful worker, but let's face it, women, they're not so good unless, you know, they look great. Like my daughters and my wife looks great. Fantastic women. They look wonderful. I seen a spread. I'm not going to say what I did with the spread in the bathroom. That's between you and me, or between the magazine. But that's irrelevant. But we had to get rid of Sangeeta. Sangeeta was wonderful, but she was also from another country. And just, we can't outsource our jobs. We need to make America great again, not cyber India.
I holiday in Cyber India all the time. I summer there.
They got wonderful beaches. Let's face it, they have wonderful beaches, great food. Just don't try the curry on the weekday because you know they don't have the health standards here. I did it once and I never left the bathroom for like a whole hour. It was terrible.
Well, thank you for that vivid picture of you.
By the way, am I going to be doing Bane the whole time? Because if I do, I charge a lot of money. I'm very rich, and I cost a very lot of money. If I were to be doing Bane Bane Trump, same thing. It doesn't matter. We're all the same people. We're all white. That's what we want, right? I'm not saying Trump is racist, but.
Just in case anyone wants to sue. Jesus, Nevada.
No, that was Trump. It was all Trump. He took over my body. I don't know what happened. What happened? I'm sorry.
And Jim's views are not necessarily representative of Angela and I or the Freedom Fiends as a whole.
There's any more disclaimers? There's probably just about seven more legal disclaimers that need to be made.
I don't know what happened, but I guess Trump, I don't know, I was channeling Trump. I don't know what happened. Anyways.
Did you get possessed or something?
I guess Anonymous hacked my website, my brain.
Oh, thank God, a break.
I think we overpaid for this break by a couple $1 million.
We might be back. Who knows?
Just lost all the advertisers.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Meow.
Donald Trump?
No, no more Trump. We kicked him off. He was saying terrible things. We want nothing to do with that. Speaking of racist politicians, what have you made this whole quote-unquote doxing of KKK members by the anonymous group? Have you seen this at all yet?
I heard about it. It's one of those kind of things, isn't it, where, like, it's who cares what they do, you know what I mean? Actually, okay. It was a documentary on British TV recently about the KKK, and there was this guy who was some... He was high up in the KKK in some way. I don't know what. You know, they have weird names for what they are. And he
they're
actually...
They're called the Grand Dragon. And the only reason why I know that is because I was, like, looking into the whole... What's that guy's name? David Duke.
David Duke.
Yeah.
Imperial That's... Wizards.
What's interesting this about guy... David Duke, sorry to interrupt. I just want to make sure I interrupt. But what's interesting about David Duke is he actually does a really good job segregating the brown part of his hair from the white part of his beard. But anyways, go ahead. I guess that's a metaphor for something. Anyways.
Now they were interviewing this guy, and this guy was like a 60 or 70 year old man, right? And he was claiming that the reason why you get black people is because at some point the white people moved to Africa and mated with apes, and that's where black people came from. I mean, like, I couldn't believe this. And he was being serious, unless he was some kind of plant, but I just can't believe anyone would actually think that that's true in any way, shape, or form.
You know, the pull quotes from the show will just be the thing I like about David Koresh, the thing I like about Jim Jones, the thing I like about David, or, you know, the thing about David Duke. I mean, that's the only thing that anyone's going to take from this show.
The thing I like about Scientology, right?
Yes.
Is that they're the only religion that have a sort of navy. I think that's the only thing about Pol Pot.
Now, what's interesting is when you sign up for the Navy, the regular Navy, I think they conscript you for like a few years, which no other contract you can do, only with the military. And then afterwards, you're like, anytime they want to call you up, they can call you up, so long as you're in with like a certain age range. I'm not sure exactly what that is exactly, but, you know, there's a few years leeway where they can call you up at any time if there's a war. But I forgot where I was going with this. Anyway,
are you going to join the Navy, Jim?
No. But the Scientologists, they have a billion year contract. So even after you die and you get reincarnated, and then you have to come back and join. So I wonder if anybody's ever like came and said, "Hey, you know, I know I'm 5 years old, but you know, already signed the contract." I don't think anybody has yet. You think there'd be at least one if it was true, right?
Well, I should start one religion. I've been thinking about it. I'm not really sure.
Go ahead.
I'm going to use the fiends to recruit for my cult. Sorry, I'm not. It's not a cult. It's a spiritual community.
It's a spiritual retreat.
But everyone retreats away from me. The thing is, though, I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, I know that, you know, there's some dodgy cult jokes I can think of, but I'm not going to on the radio. But, like, there's something fascinating about it. You know, like, I've seen a lot of documentaries about these cults, especially in the 60s. That's when they had the weirdest, most far out cults, man. Things were really happening in America in the 60s in terms of cults. It's just not been the same since.
The golden age of, the second golden age of cults.
Yeah, there was a good reason for that. Because usually...
Maybe the 1850s.
Or like Theosophy? Was that about the time?
Lay off, Blavatsky.
What's interesting about cults is like when they get really popular is when there's usually some sort of economic or political like turmoil going on. So you had the Vietnam War. So, of course, everybody was kind of upset with what's going on in Vietnam. And so they turn to religious cults, you know. That's just kind of what happens, you know. Everybody's upset about something politically or economically, and then they look for, you know, parent figures. And that's where cults come in.
Yeah, I mean,
it helps. Squares in a cot.
I get helped as well in the 60s because you had like the hippie movement and you had a lot of these sort of young people who were kind of like trying to find themselves and things, and they were like moving away from home and stuff, and then these cult leaders were just like, yeah, you'll do.
Oh, really, the good old days of the Moonies.
You couldn't beat the Moonies for local reporting, though. All right, no more Washington Times jokes.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
No, I'm not doing
it. Do it.
No, not doing it.
Freedom Fiends.
Words, words, words. So what's this about a gas station I keep hearing about in Afghanistan? Why do I care about a gas station in Afghanistan?
Because it must have cost you a lot of money.
How much?
Is this the $24 million one?
Oh, that'd probably uh-huh. be if like Donald Trump had negotiated it, but unfortunately, it was $43 million to build a gas station. The United States government, not me, the United States government paid $43 million to build a gas station in Afghanistan. Now, this is clearly positive use for funds, right? You know, now people can get petrol, as you would say in across the pond.
Yes. Petrol. It's a petrol station.
No, it's gas station.
Are we going to, let's just fight about this on episode.
Speak American or get out. It's soccer and a gas station. America.
Jim's going to personally kick me out of Intergalactic Preddy Studios.
I thought we were still broadcasting from Trump Tower. We're not.
We get kicked out of there in the last segment, I think. We're not welcome at Trump Tower anymore.
Yeah, the Spectre and Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, with an S. Who learned you how to spell? Released a report showing that a special task force created to stabilize post-invasion Afghanistan wanted to build the gas station to show commercial viability of compressed natural gas station. So this is for compressed natural gas. It's not even for petrol. So I was wrong. But they spent $43 million on this thing. I mean, it seems like a reasonable place to spend money. $43 million
seems like a good use of money.
Yeah. Why not?
Must be one hell of a gas station.
I don't know. I don't even think you can be in store attached.
Maybe they sell like fuel for hover cars and things like that.
You know, if you can't buy some Red Bull, I don't think it was worth it. I don't think it was worth it.
Speaking of hover cars, there was
go ahead.
There's these things that are apparently called hoverboards, right? And it's just that it's total false advertising because they don't hover at all, like, but they kind of balance you up. And there was actually a thing here. I think it was a few weeks ago, like a court in the UK ruled that they were illegal to use on the streets. And it's actually a law from like the 1800s that prohibits the use of them. I mean, I don't know what kind of clairvoyant or time traveler was writing road laws in the 1800s in this country, but man, he could see things coming.
They probably saw Back to the Future. Before it came out, they saw a movie about Back to the Future. There was a movie where they showed Back to the Future. Yeah, I got a few things wrong, but you know, it's pretty close. No flying cars.
That proves time travel for me.
Still waiting for my hydrated pizza machine. Anyways.
I'm sad that we don't have hover cars yet or hovercraft. I really thought we'd be like further along now.
It's the government's fault. Just thought we should throw that in there.
You know, why would I build a flying car if I have to go and deal with the FAA regulations?
Understand. And I can appreciate why you wouldn't give the world the gift of the flying car.
Yeah. So instead, I'm just going to build a budget Segway for people to ride at walking speed.
They've been suppressing Jim's technology for years. Yeah.
I hope whoever invented these dumb quote unquote hoverboards actually does ride off a cliff as well, because these things are terrible and I hate them. Every time I see people riding around and I'm like, what are you doing? Really? You think that makes you look cool? It doesn't.
I've seen some of that in the Sunset Strip lately.
Is walking really that hard?
Yes, it is.
You have to have functional use of both of your legs in order to use it. So you can walk at walking speed without actually walking.
It's just a segue, but without the thing to hold on to, basically, isn't it? Yeah.
Which seems even a better idea. Without the thing, you'll see more videos of people just, you know, crashing into things and putting pets and innocent children on them just so they can watch them crash into the bushes.
Yeah. U.S. president tripping and falling on it. We saw Bush falling on a Segway. Now we just need Obama tripping on a hoverboard. Let's do this.
Oh, speaking of presidents and weird vehicles, the thing I like about Obama, right, is that I don't know if you saw this on the news.
I thought you were going to talk about the Pope mobile. Sorry, go ahead.
That's what I was going to talk about. Like that fancy dress party he gave some wee kid in like a Pope mobile outfit. Well, he wasn't dressed as a Pope mobile. He was dressed as the Pope in a Pope mobile. It would have been better if the kid was dressed as the Pope mobile, actually. Like some kind of weird religious transformer. That would have been just so much better.
The best costume is.
Hands down.
Oh, that's a winner. I have a little fake Pope in the back, too.
That would be a complex costume to make, and I wish I had the time or energy or desire to do such a thing. Unfortunately, I don't.
Mm. I couldn't even get around to making my Bane costume this year. I was kind of disappointed. So I just put on a robe and said I was Arthur Dent. So that was the best I could do. My budget costume. That's when I can't afford anything. I just put my green robe on. I'm Arthur Dent. Talking to fake British accent.
Why do you have a green robe? Is that something to do with your cult?
Maybe.
Jim. So you start a cult where you dress as Donald Trump in a green robe. I'm not sure what the basis of that would be, but
robes get a bad rap. Robes aren't really, they're not a cult thing. Now, Snuggies, that's a whole other story. Snuggies are definitely the cult fashion of the decade, for sure. But
because you can't move around in them so much, or because you can buy them at the same place you can get the hovercraft?
Porque no las dos.
How could we incorporate hovercrafts into a cult?
I don't think they allow them.
Walking is off the devil.
Unless you can like hook them up to a couple of cans to tell whether or not you're lying about your past lives, then maybe, you know. But until then, I would definitely like to see an e-meter hoverboard. I would definitely buy one.
I'm worried right about around. Who I may have been in a past life, actually. I'm kind of concerned about that.
who you were in a past life, or?
Who I may have been.
May have been.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who were you?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I've got a few ideas of who I could have been, you know.
Have you noticed that everybody who talks about their past lives, they're always, like, some sort of, like, nobility or celebrity? Like, no one was ever, just that, you know, I think the most popular person I ever was Joe the Barber. You know, everyone really liked talking to the guy. He's doing a little bloodletting and telling you about, you know, I don't know what they played back in the 1700s, but whatever that was. They were talking about it.
No one was ever a feral cat named Itch.
Someday.
Someday.
That's what he's going to be in his past life. Just you watch. He's going to get e-metered, and we're going to find out everything.
That would be a good show. We could do, like, live past life regression and see what happens. Call that would be groundbreaking radio. Probably Recall somebody's done it.
Recall a moment.
Hey. Oh, my.
I know, it's taking a strange turn, this show, you know.
It's a dangerous
life. What am I even doing here? How did I get coaxed into this?
It always starts with, it was a very twisted turn path. And, you know, I've made a lot of poor choices. That's how I ended up being a professional libertarian. I mean, making a lot of non-choices, too. Like, you know, decisions that could have been good, like not dropping out of a perfectly good PhD program to pursue a career in radio.
I don't even think this is on the radio. I think we just talk to each other and we just think it is. I think it's a grand construct by Michael Dean. This is like the Truman Show, and Michael Dean's like the guy in the studio going, let's make them think they're on the radio. No one would put this on the radio. I have a theory that Michael Dean's not even a real person.
It's true. Has anyone actually met him? Have any of you ever met him, Michael?
I haven't.
I know that some other fiends have, and they say he's really short, which probably implies that he's some sort of hologram.
But what if they're in on it as well?
Oh,
because in the Truman Show, everybody was in on it except for him.
My neighbors are very angry with me because I played one of Michael W. Dean's old band songs, which was an 18-minute long song, a couple times, maybe two or three times. Which meant, you know, basically a full hour.
I didn't know he was in Dream Theater.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, it probably won't do that so much in the future.
I just want to apologize for us.
That's going to be the name of the show now. Was Michael Dean really involved in Dream Theater?
Really, though, I think this conspiracy theory might have some legs. I mean, I do.
What happened to Nima Vedati? I mean, is he a real person? I see he has a Twitter account, but then everyone involved in the show has some kind of Twitter account, and that's going to be operated by anyone. I mean, I don't actually know. I don't even really know how I got involved. There are people who, you know, there's some, I honestly don't know. I don't know how I ended up here.
I woke up one day and found myself talking on the radio, and then I don't remember anything before that, so I'm not sure how it happened.
I just realized something. In the Truman Show, everyone took vitamin D because there was no sunlight, right? How come they put vitamin D in our milk?
Why would you touch milk?
I think we all need to go on a sailboat. See how far we can go. Until we touch the wall. I think we figured it out.
Is it just me, or like, see, the first time I saw the Truman Show, I was really paranoid for like a couple of weeks afterwards. You know, I was constantly, every time someone said something to me, I was like, they're in on this. It doesn't add up.
The Freedom Fiends TV cult.
We're going to go and try and find Michael Dean during the break.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Freedom Fiends. We
should never pay more than $23 million for a petrol station.
Exposing the fantasy that is Michael Deaton.
It's all a myth.
It's a construct.
Yeah.
So what's up,
man?
I'm not really sure anymore, to be honest. You know, it's very early in the morning for me, and I kind of feel like, I don't know, I kind of feel like something strange has happened in my brain, because I expected to talk about very serious issues this morning, you know. And not that we haven't.
Lots of stuff going on in the world. We got a war in Syria. We have the American government paying $43 billion for a gas station. What's this, something about someone dressing up like Big Mama? And here we are making fun of Trump.
Who is Big Mama?
I guess it's a movie. It's a Tyler Perry movie. No, is it a Tyler Perry movie? I don't know anymore.
I think it is. Oh, is it? I don't know.
Or maybe, no, it was Martin from, you know, Martin. The show Lawrence. Martin! Yeah.
There was someone in a supermarket in Britain. Tesco, it's basically like Walmart, if I may translate for the Americans. And they decided they were going to, it was a white person, and they decided they were going to black up and go to their work. And it caused quite a bit of an uproar. I mean, I'm not really sure. See, unless there's some malicious intent behind it, it's just a bit of fun. I might get into trouble for saying that. I don't know, but I don't know what would possess you to do it, though, why you would think, this isn't going to get me on the news in any way, shape, or form. No. Maybe that was the intention.
I think this story comes, like, this sort of story comes out every Halloween, where we hear about someone inappropriately having a costume. I think Bill Maher dressed up like Steve Irwin the same year he died, and he had a little little stingray sticking out of his chest, and then... Then we had some actress who put on blackface to be Crazy Eyes from that show on Netflix. And
Crazy Eyes. I've got to tell you this. I've got to. I was debating whether to say this, but we're beyond this kind of now. A few years ago, someone I worked with dressed up as Hitler for Halloween, right? Uh-huh. And he got into a club, right? He got in and some guy came up to him and said, "Hey, my grandfather died in the war," and he said, "So did Hitler."
Too soon. Too soon.
I just want to hear some snapping in the background, like Hitler for Halloween, and do some kind of little jazzy, jazz hands kind of number, little toe tapping.
And do you know how he got into that club dressed as Hitler? He actually worked in that club, and they... And they let him in dressed as Hitler, which was surprising. But, you know, people say a lot of things about Hitler, but he did kill Hitler. I stole that from a comedian called Jimmy Carr. I'm going to hold up my hands.
Nazis, follow your leader. I got that from a t-shirt.
Right, that's enough Hitler talk, I think.
that's the way to wrap up. I mean, we went from Jim Jones to Hitler. I think everyone's palate was satiated tonight.
Wait, I don't There's know a little the something for everyone.
You know, that when I talk to my friends, they say, "Gee, I wish there was more talk about Hitler on the radio."
These libertarians don't make enough Hitler jokes.
You know.
So if we don't get kicked off radio, if we're even on radio, Earth is flat.
Oh, there's the music. And it's not soft jazz, so I guess we're not kicked off radio.
I think we get kicked off about half an hour ago, to be honest. Has anyone heard the Board Up in a while?
Are you still there, Board Up?
We'll just get together and do this anyway. You know, Michael Dean controls our reality anyway, so it's not like it matters.
Yeah.
Ah, the good thing about Hitler is that he had killed him.
Just remember that.
Same with Jim Jones.
What I like about Hitler.
The only thing I liked about Hitler.
Well, this has been the last Freedom Feeds.